In the late 1990s, we were introduced to a girl who would dominate music. Her name was Britney Spears. But right now, she's going through a very tough battle and we all have to help her. Today, I'm going to be discussing her history and where she is now today. And before looking forward, we have to look back. On December 2nd, 1981, in Macomb, Mississippi, Britney Jean Spears was born, the second child of Lynn Irene Bridges and James Parnell Spears. Her maternal grandmother, Lillian Partell, was English, born in London, and one of Spears' maternal great-great-grandfathers was Maltese. Her siblings are Brian James and Jamie Lynn Spears. She was born in the Bible Belt, where socially conservative evangelical Protestantism is a particularly strong religious influence. She was baptized as a Southern Baptist and sang in the church choir as a child. As an adult, she has studied Kabbalist teachings. At the age of 3, she started attending dance lessons in her hometown of Kentwood, Louisiana, and was selected to perform as a solo artist at the annual recital. Spears made her local stage debut at the age of 5, singing "What Child Is This?" at her kindergarten graduation. During her childhood, she also had gymnastics and her voice lessons and won many state-level competitions in children's talent shows. She said about her ambition as a child, "I was in my own world. I found out what I'm supposed to do at an early age." Then at the age of 8, she traveled with her mother to Atlanta, Georgia to audition for the 1990s revival of the Mickey Mouse Club. Casting director Matt Casella rejected her as too young, but introduced her to Nancy Carson, a New York City talent agent. She was impressed with her singing and suggested enrolling her at the Professional Performing Arts School. Shortly after, Lynn and her daughters moved to a sublet apartment in New York. She was hired for her first professional role as an understudy for the lead role of Tina Denmark in the off-Broadway musical Ruthless. She also appeared as a contestant on the popular television show Star Search and was cast in a number of commercials. It wasn't until December 1992 she was cast in the Mickey Mouse Club, alongside Christina Aguilera, Justin Timberlake, Ryan Gosling, and Keri Russell. After the show has been canceled in 1996, she returned to Mississippi and enrolled in Macomb's Park Lane Academy. Although she made friends with most of her classmates, she compared the school to the opening scene in Clueless with all the cliques. "I was so bored. I was the point guard on the basketball team. I had my boyfriend and I went to homecoming and Christmas formal, but I wanted more." In June 1997, Spears was in talks with manager Lou Pearlman to join the female pop group Innocents. Lynn asked family friend and entertainment lawyer Larry Rudolph for his opinion and submitted a tape of Spears singing over a Whitney Houston karaoke song along with some pictures. Rudolph decided that he wanted to pitch her to record labels, for which she needed a professional demo made. He sent Spears an unused song of Toni Braxton. She rehearsed for a week and recorded her vocals in the studio with a sound engineer. She traveled to New York with the demo and met with executives for 4 labels, returning to Kentwood the same day. Three other labels rejected her, saying that audiences wanted pop bands such as the Backstreet Boys and the Spice Girls, and there wasn't going to be another Madonna, another Debbie Gibson, or another Tiffany. 2 weeks later, executives for Jive Records returned calls to Rudolph. Senior Vice President of AR Jeff Fenster said about Spears' audition that it is very rare to hear someone that age who can deliver emotional content and commercial appeal for any artist. The motivation, the eye of the tiger, is extremely important, and Britney had that. She's saying, "I have nothing," for the executives, and was subsequently signed to the label. They put her to work with producer Eric Foster White for a month, reportedly shaped her voice from lower and less poppy to distinctively, unmistakably Britney. After hearing the recording material, President Clive Calder ordered a full album. She had originally envisioned Cheryl Crow music, but younger, more adult contemporary. She felt secure with her label's appointment of producers, since it made more sense to go pop. "Because I could dance to it, it's more me." She flew to Cheerios Studios in Stockholm, where half of the album was recorded from March to April 1998, with producers Max Martin, Denny's Pop, and Rami Yacoub, among others. She then returned to the United States, embarked on a shopping mall promotional tour to promote her debut album. Her show was a 4-song set, and she was accompanied by 2 backup dancers. Her first concert tour followed as the opening act for NSYNC. It wasn't until January 12, 1999, she made her debut with Baby One More Time. It debuted at number 1 on the US Billboard 200 and was certified 2x platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America after a month. Worldwide, it topped the charts in 15 countries and sold over 10 million copies in a year. It became the biggest selling album ever by a teenage artist. The title track was released as the lead single from the album. Originally, Jive Records wanted his music video to be animated. However, Spears rejected it, suggesting the final concept of a Catholic schoolgirl. The single sold 500,000 copies on its first day and peaked at number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100, topping the chart for 2 consecutive weeks. Now that's what I call iconic. It has sold more than 10 million copies, making it one of the best-selling singles of all time. Baby One More Time later received a Grammy nomination for Best Female Pop Vocal Performance. The title track topped the singles chart for 2 weeks in the United Kingdom and became the fastest-selling single ever by a female artist, shipping over 460,000 copies. It later became the 25th most successful song of all time in British chart history. She was the youngest female artist to have a million seller in the UK. "You Drive Me Crazy" was released as the 3rd single from the album. It became a top 10 hit worldwide and further propelled the success of the Baby One More Time album. The album has sold 25 million copies worldwide, making it one of the best-selling albums of all time. It is also the best-selling album by any artist. She began her first headline tour in North America on June 28th of 1999, which was positively received by critics. It also generated some controversy due to her racy outfits. An extension of the tour titled Crazy 2K followed in March 2000. She premiered songs for Alka's 2nd album during the show. It was released in May 2000. Oops, I Did It Again, and it debuted at number 1 in the US, selling 1.3 million copies, breaking the Nielsen self-scan record for the highest debut sales by any solo artist. Take that as notes, okay? Anyway, the album has sold over 20 million copies worldwide to date, making it one of the best-selling albums of all time. Rob Sheffield of Rolling Stone said that the great thing about Oops, under the cheese surface, Britney's demand for satisfaction is complex, fierce, and downright scary, making her a true child of rock and roll tradition. The album's lead single, Oops, I Did It Again, which is the same as the album name, peaked at the top of the charts in Australia, New Zealand, and the UK, and many other European nations. The album, as well as the title track, received Grammy nominations for Best Pop Vocal Album and Best Pop Female Pop Vocal Performance, respectively. In the same year, Oops, I Did It Again tour grossed over $40.5 million. She even released her first book, Britney Spears' Heart to Heart, co-written with her mother. On September 7, 2000, she performed the 2000 VMAs. Halfway throughout the performance, she ripped off her black suit to reveal a sequin flesh-colored bodysuit, followed by a heavy dance routine. It is known by critics as the moment that Spears showed signs of becoming a more provocative performer. Amidst media speculation, she confirmed that she was dating former NSYNC member slash iconic male artist Justin Timberlake. Spears and Timberlake will both graduate from high school via distance learning from the University of Nebraska High School. She also brought her home in Destin, Florida. In February 2001, she signed a 7-8 million promotional deal with Pepsi and released another co-written book with her mother titled A Mother's Gift. Her self-titled third studio album, Britney, was released in November of that year. While on tour, she felt inspired by hip-hop artists such as Jay-Z and Neptunes and wanted to create a record with a more funkier sound. The album debuted at number 1 in the Billboard 200 and reached top 5 positions in Australia, the United Kingdom, and mainland Europe, and sold over 9 million copies worldwide. Stephen Thomas Erlewine of AllMusic called Britney the record where she starts to deepen her persona, making it more adult while still recognizably Britney. It sounds like the work of the star who has now found and refined her voice, resulting in her best record yet. The album was honored with 2 Grammy nominations for Best Female Pop Vocal Performance for Overprotected and Best Pop Vocal Album, and was listed in 2008 as one of Entertainment Weekly's 100 Best Albums from the past 25 years. The first single, I'm a Slave for You, became a top 10 hit worldwide. The performance at the 2001 VMAs featured a caged tiger wangled by Bahavan Antel and a large albino python draped over her shoulders. It was harshly received by animal rights organization PETA, who claims animals were mistreated and scrapped plans for an anti-fur billboard that was to feature Spears. Now, PETA is a very controversial organization. Jocelyn Van on MTV summarized, Spears' performance at ceremony saying, draping herself in a white python and slid around a steamy garden saying, surrounded by dancers in zebra and tiger outfits, she created one of the most striking visuals in the 27-year history of the show. To support the album, she embarked on the Dream Within a Dream tour. The show was critically praised for its technical innovations, the piece de resistance being a water screen that pumped 2 hours of water into the stage. The tour grossed $43.7 million, becoming the second highest grossing tour of 2002 by a female artist, behind Cher's Farewell Tour. Her career success was highlighted by Forbes in 2002. She was ranked the most powerful celebrity. She even made her acting debut when Crossroads alongside Taryn Manning and Zoe Saldana, released in February 2002. Although it was largely panned, critics praised her acting and the film was a box office success, which had a $12 million budget and went on to gross over $61.1 million worldwide. In 2002, well, in June, she opened her first restaurant on Nylon in New York City but terminated her relationship in November, citing mismanagement and the management's failure to keep her fully apprised. You know, that is true. In July 2002, she announced that she would take a 6-month break for her career. However, she went back into her studio to record her new album and her relationship with Justin Timberlake ended after 3 years. In December 2002, he released the song Cry Me a River, a second single from his solo debut album, and the music video featured a Spears lookalike and few rules that she had been unfaithful to him. As a response, she wrote the ballad Every Time with her backing vocalist and friend Anit Artani. In the same year, Limp Bizkit frontman Fred Durst said that he was in a relationship with Spears. However, she denied Durst's claims. In a 2009 interview, she explained, I just guess at the time it was taboo for a guy to like me to be associated with a gal like her. In August 2003, she opened the 2003 VMAs with Christina Aguilera performing like a virgin. Halfway, they were joined by Madonna, with whom they are both kissed. And the incident was highly publicized. In 2008, MTV listed the performance as the number one opening moment in history of the MTV VMAs, while Blender magazine cited it as one of the 25 sexiest music moments on television history. She released her fourth studio album, In The Zone, in November 2003. She assumed more creative control by writing and co-producing most of the material. Vibe called it a supremely confident dance record that also illustrates Spears' development as a songwriter. NPR listed the album as one of the most important recordings of the decade. And the decade's history of impeccably crafted pop is written on her body of work. In The Zone also sold over 609,000 copies in the US during its first week of availability in the United States, debuting at the top of the charts, making her the first female artist in the SoundScan era to have her first four studio albums debut at number one. It also debuted at the top of the charts in France, in the top 10 in Belgium, Denmark, Sweden, and the Netherlands. It also sold 6 million copies worldwide, producing four singles, Me Against the Music, a collaboration with Madonna, Toxic, which won her first Grammy for Best Dance Recording, Every Time, and Outrageous. In January 2004, she married childhood friend Jason Allen Alexander at a little white wedding chapel in Las Vegas. But it was annulled 55 hours later, following a petition to the court that stated that Spears lacked understanding of her actions. In March 2004, she embarked on the Onyx Hotel Tour in support of In The Zone. In June 2004, she fell and injured her left knee during the music video shoot for her Outrageous. She underwent arthroscopic surgery and was forced to remain 6 weeks with a thigh brace, followed by 8 to 12 weeks of rehabilitation, which caused the Onyx Hotel tour to be canceled. She became involved in the Kabbalah Center through her friendship with Madonna. In July of that year, she became engaged to American dancer Kevin Federline, who she met 3 months before. The romance received intense attention from the media, since Federline recently broke up with actress Shar Jackson, who was pregnant with their second child at the time. The stage of their relationship with Krongle in her first reality show, Brittany and Kevin, Chaotic, premiered on May 17th of 2005 at UPN. She will later refer to the reality show in a 2013 interview as probably the worst thing I've ever done in my career. They held a wedding ceremony on September 18, 2004, but they were not legally married until 3 weeks later on October 6 due to delay in finalizing the couple's prenuptial agreement. Shortly after, she released her first perfume with Elizabeth Arden, Curious, which broke the company's first week gross for a perfume. In October 2004, she took a break to start a family. Greatest Hits, My Prerogative, her first Greatest Hits compilation album, was released in November 2004, including a cover of Bobby Brown's My Prerogative, which was released as the lead single from the album, reaching the top of the charts in Finland, Ireland, and Illinois. The second single, Do Something, was a top 10 hit in Australia, the UK, and the other countries in mainland Europe. In August 2005, she released Someday I Will Understand, which was dedicated to her first child, a son, who was born the following month. In November 2005, she released her first remix compilation, Be In The Mix, The Remixes, which consists of 11 remixes. It has sold over 1 million copies worldwide. In February 2006, pictures surfaced of Brittany driving with her son Sean on her lap and stabbed in a car seat. Child advocates were horrified by the photos of her holding the wheel with one hand and Sean in the other. She claimed that the situation happened because of a friendly encounter with paparazzi, and that it was a mistake on her part. The following month, she guest starred on the Will Grace episode Bye Bye Baby as a closet lesbian Amber Louise. She announced she no longer studied Kabbalah in May 2006, explaining, "My baby is my religion." She posted nude for a cover of Harper's Bazaar in August 2006. The picture was compared to Demi Moore's August 1991 Vanity Fair cover. In September 2006, she gave birth to her second child, a son. In November of that year, she filed for divorce for Kevin, citing irreconcilable differences. Their divorce was finalized in July 2007, while the couple reached a global settlement and agreed to share joint custody of their children. In January 2007, her aunt, who she'd been very close to, Sandra Bridges Covington, has died from ovarian cancer. In February, she stayed in a drug rehabilitation facility in Tegua for less than a day. The following night, she shaved her head with electric clippers at a hair salon in Tarzana, Los Angeles. She admitted herself to her treatment facilities during the following weeks. In May 2007, she produced a series of promotional concerts at the House of Blues venues titled the M Plus M's Tour. In October 2007, she lost physical custody of her two children to Federline. The reason of the court ruling was not revealed to the public. She was also sued by Louis Vuitton over her 2005 music video Do Something for upholstering their Hummer interior in counterfeit Louis Vuitton cherry blossom fabric, which resulted in the video being banned on European TV stations. In October that year, she released her fifth studio album, Blackout. It debuted at tops of chart in Canada and Ireland, and number two at the Billboard 200. France, Japan, Mexico, and the UK, and the top 10 in Australia, Korea, New Zealand, and many European nations. In the US, she only was the female artist to have her first studio album's debut at two top slots of the chart. The album received positive reviews from critics. It has sold over 3 million copies worldwide. It also won Album of the Year at the 2008 MTV EMAs and was listed as the fifth best pop album of the decade by The Times. She performed the lead single, Gimme More, at the 2007 VMAs, but it was widely panned by critics. Despite the criticism, it enjoyed worldwide success, peaking at number one in Canada and within the top 10 in almost every country it charted. The second single, Piece of Me, reached the top of the charts in Ireland, reaching the number 5 in Australia, Canada, Denmark, New Zealand, and the UK. The third single, Break the Ice, was released the following year. It had moderate success due to Spears not being able to promote it properly. In 2007, she began a relationship with paparazzo Adnan Galib. In 2008 of January, she refused to relinquish custody of her sons to Federalized representatives. She was hospitalized at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, and the police that had arrived at her house noted that she appeared to be under the influence of an unidentified substance. The next day, her visitation rights were suspended at a mercy court hearing, and Federline was given sole physical and legal custody of her children. She was committed to a psychiatric ward of Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center and pulled off 150 inventory psychiatric hold. Under California state law, the court placed her under a conservatorship led by her father, J.B. Spears, and attorney Andrew Wallach, giving them complete control of her assets. 5 days later, she was released. The following month, she appeared in a How I Met Your Mother episode, 10 seasons, as receptionist Abby. She received positive reviews for her performance, as well as bringing the series its highest ratings ever. In 2008, she regained some visitation rights after coming to an agreement with Federline and his counsel. In September 2008, she opened the VMAs with a pre-taped comedy sketch with Jonah Hill and an introduction speech. She won Best Female Video, Best Pop Video, and Video of the Year for Piece of Me. A 60-minute introspective documentary, Brandy for a Record, was produced to chronicle Spears' return to the recording industry. Directed by Phil Griffin, For the Record was shot in Beverly Hills, Hollywood, and New York City during the third quarter of 2008. The documentary was broadcast on MTV to 5.6 million viewers for the two airings of the premiere night. It was the highest rate in Sunday night time slot and in the network's history. In December 2008, Circus was released and received positive reviews for critics. It debuted at number 1 in Canada, Czech Republic, and the United States, and within the top 10 in many European nations. In the United States, she became the youngest female artist to have 5 albums debut at number 1, earning a place in the Guinness World Records. She became the only act in the South Korean era to have 4 albums debut with 500,000 or more copies sold. The album was one of the fastest-selling albums of the year, and it has sold over 4 billion copies worldwide. Its lead single, Womanizer, was the first chart topper in her career on the Billboard Hot 100 since Baby One More Time. It also topped the charts in Belgium, Canada, Denmark, Finland, France, Norway, and Sweden. It was nominated for the Grammy Award for Best Dance Recording. In January 2009, Spears Aerofile obtained a restraining order over her former manager, Sam Luffy, ex-boyfriend Adnan Galley, and attorney John Early, all who claimed to conspire to gain control of Spears' affairs. Spears embarked on the circus, starting Britney Spears' tour in March 2009, with a gross of $131.8 million, becoming the highest grossing tour of the year, while the fifth highest grossing tour of the year. In November 2009, she released her second greatest hits album, The Seals Collection, with the only lead single 3, becoming her third number one single in the US. In May 2010, Spears' representatives confirmed that she was dating her agent, Jason Chadwick, and that they decided to end their professional relationship to focus on their personal relationship. She designed a limited clothing line for Candies, which was released in stores in July 2010. In September 2010, she made a cameo appearance on the Spears-themed tribute episode of Glee, titled Britney/Britney. The episode drew the series' most highest ratings. In March 2011, she released her 7th studio album, Femme Fatale. The album peaked at number 1 in the United States, Canada, and Australia, and peaked within the number 10 on nearly every other chart. Its peak in the United States tied Spears with Mariah Carey and Janet Jackson for the 3rd most number 1s among women. It has sold 1 million copies in the United States and has been certified platinum by the RIAA. The album's lead single, Holder Against Me, debuted atop the Billboard Hot 100, becoming her 4th number 1 single on charts and making her the 2nd artist to have consecutive singles debut at number 1, after Mariah Carey. The 2nd single, Till the War Ends, peaked at number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 in May, while the single, I Wanna Go, reached number 7 in August. Femme Fatale became Spears' first album in which 3 of his songs reached the top 10 of the chart. The 4th and final single, Criminal, was released in September 2011, but the music video sparked controversy when British politicians criticized Spears for using replica guns while filming the video in a London area that had been badly affected by the 2011 England riots. Spears' management briefly responded, saying, "The video is a fantasy story featuring Britney's boyfriend, Jason Chadwick, which literally plays out the lyrics of the song when 3 years before the riots ever happened." In April 2011, she appeared in a remix of Rihanna's song, SM, and reached number 1 in the US later in the month, giving her her 5th number 1 chart. On Billboard's 2011 year-end list, she was ranked number 14 on the Artist of the Year, 32 on the Billboard 200 Artists, and 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 Artists. She even co-wrote the song Whiplash from the album When the Sun Goes Down by Slee Goes on the Scene. In June 2011, she embarked on her Femme Fatale tour. The first 10 days of the tour grossed $6.2 million, landing the 55th spot on Polestar's Top 100 North American Tours list for the halfway point of the year. The tour ended in December 10, 2011 in Puerto Rico after just 79 performances. The DVD for the tour was released in November 2011. In 2011, she received the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award at the 2011 VMAs. The next month, she released her 2nd remix album, Be in the Mix, the remixes Volume 2. In the summer, she became engaged to her longtime boyfriend, Jason Chadwick, who had been formerly her agent. He gained legal control of Spears as his fiance and became a co-conservator alongside her father in April 2012. But in January 2013, they ended their engagement, and he was removed as Spears' co-conservator, restoring her father as the sole conservator. In May 2012, Spears was hired to replace Nicole Scherzinger as a judge for the second season of the U.S. version of The X Factor, alongside Simon Cowell, L.A. Reid, and fellow new judge Demi Lovato, who replaced Paula Abdul. With a reported salary of $15 million, she became the highest-paid judge on a singing competition series in television history. However, Katy Perry broke her record in 2018 after Perry was signed a $25 million salary to serve as judge on the revival of American Idol. She mentored the teens category, and her fellow act Carly Rose Sinclair was runner-up of the season. She did not return for the show's third season. However, she was featured on will.i.am's Scream and Shout, which was released as a single for his fourth studio album, Hashtag Willpower. The song later became her sixth number one single on the UK singles chart and peaked at number three on the Billboard Hot 100. Scream and Shout was among the best-selling songs of 2012 and 2013 with detonated sales of over 8.1 million worldwide. The accompanying music video was the third most viewed video in 2013 on Vevo, despite the video being released in 2012. In December, Forbes named her music's most top earning woman of 2012, with estimated earnings of $58 million. She began working on her A3 album, Britney Jean, in December 2012, and she enlisted will.i.am as the executive producer in May 2013. In January 2013, she broke up with her fiancé, Jason Trubwick. Following the breakup, she began dating David Lucado in March, but they split back in August of 2014. During the production for her A3 album, she recorded the song Ooh La La for the soundtrack of The Smurfs 2, which was released in June 2013. She appeared on Good Morning America on September 17, 2013 to announce her two-year concert residency at the Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino in Las Vegas titled Britney, Peace of Me. It began on December 27, 2013 and included a total of 100 shows throughout 2014 and 2015. During the same appearance, she announced that Britney Jean would be released on December 3, 2013 in the United States. It was released RCA Records due to the disbandment of Jive Records in 2011, which had formed the joint RCA Jive label group, initially known as BMG Label Group, between 2007 and 2011. It became her final project under her original recording contract with Jive, which had guaranteed the release of 8 studio albums. But the record received a low amount of promotion and had a little commercial impact. Hey, she's Britney, at least. Hey, that was a bop, okay? Reportedly due to time conflicts involving preparations for Britney, Peace of Me. Upon its release, it debuted at number 4 on the U.S. Billboard 200 with first week sales of 107,000 copies, becoming the lowest peaking and lowest selling album in the United States. However, it debuted at number 34 on the U.K. album chart, suddenly 12,959 copies in its first week. In doing so, it became her lowest charting and lowest selling album in the country. Work B was released as the lead single from Britney Jean on September 16, 2013, one day earlier than expected after being leaked online. It debuted at number 12 on the US Billboard Hot 100, making it her 31st entry on the chart and the 5th highest debut of her career on the chart, and her 7th on the top 20. It also marks Spears' 19th top 20 entry and overall her 23rd top 40 single. The song marks Spears' highest sales since debut, her 2011 number 1 single, Hold It Against Me. Work B debuted and peaked at number 7 on the UK singles chart. However, the song peaked within the top 10 of the charts in Brazil, Canada, France, Italy, Mexico, and Spain. The second single, Perfume, was released on November 3rd of that year, 2 days earlier than originally announced. It peaked and debuted at number 76 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. In October 2013, she was featured as a guest vocalist on the song SMS Bangers by Miley Cyrus for the last four studio album, Bangers. On January 8, 2014, she won Favorite Pop Artist at the 40th People's Choice Awards at the Microsoft Theater in Los Angeles. In August 2014, she confirmed that she renewed her contract with RCA and that she was writing and recording new music for her next album. Spears announced via Twitter in August 2014 that she will be releasing an intimate apparel line called The Intimate Britney Spears. It is available to be purchased beginning September 9th of 2014 in the United States and Canada through Spears' Intimate Collection website. It was later available on September 25th for purchase in Europe. The company now ships to over 200 countries, including Australia and New Zealand. On September 25th of 2014, she confirmed on Good Morning Britain that she had extended her contract with the AXIS and Planet Hollywood Resort Casino to continue the Britney Piece of Me concert residency for two additional years. She began dating TV producer Charlie Ebersol in October 2014, but the pair split in June 2015. It was confirmed by People magazine that Spears released a new single, Pretty Girls with Iggy Azalea, in March 2015. On May 4, 2015, the song debuted at peaked at number 29 on the Billboard Hot 100 and charted moderately in international territories. They performed the track together live at the 2015 Billboard Music Awards for the AXIS, the home of Spears' residency, to positive critical response. Entertainment Weekly praised the performance, noting Spears gave one of her most energetic televised performances in years. On June 2015, Giorgio Moroder released his album Deja Vu that featured Spears on Tom's Diner. The song was released as the fourth single on the album on October 9th. In an interview, Moroder praised Spears' vocals and said that she did a good job with the song, and also said that Spears sounds so good that you could hardly recognize her. At the 2015 Teen Choice Awards, she received the Candy Style Icon Award, her 9th Teen Choice Award. In November, she played a fictionalized version of herself on the CW series Jane the Virgin. On the show, she danced to Toxic with Gina Rodriguez's character Jane. In 2016, Spears confirmed through social media that she had begun recording her 9th studio album. On March 1st of that year, V Magazine announced that Spears would appear on the cover of its 100th issue, dated March 8th, 2016. In addition to revealing three covers shot by photographer Mario Testino for the Milestone publication. Editor-in-chief of the magazine, Stephen Gann, revealed that Spears was selected for the V100 issue because of her status as an icon in the industry. Under the decision, Gann stated, "Who in the world did not grow up listening to her music?" In May 2016, she launched the casual Laurel Play gaming application titled Britney Spears' American Dream. The app, created by Glue Mobile, was made available through both iOS and Google Play. On May 22, 2016, she performed a medley of her past singles at the 2016 BMA's Billboard Music Awards. In addition to opening the show, she was honored with the Billboard Millennium Award. On July 14, 2016, she released the lead single Make Me from her 9th studio album, featuring the guest vocals of American rapper G-Eazy. The album Glory was formally released on August 26. On August 16, 2016, she would perform at the VMAs. The performance marked her first time returning to the VMA stage after her worldly performance of Gimme More, which was panned at the 2007 VMAs 9 years earlier. Along with Make Me, Spears and G-Eazy also performed the last hit song, Me, Myself, and I. She appeared on the cover of Marie Claire UK for the October 16th issue. October 2016. If I'm sorry, I probably mistake that. Anyways, in the publication, she revealed that she has suffered from crippling anxiety in the past, and that motherhood played a major role in helping her overcome it. "My boys don't care if everything isn't perfect. They don't judge me," she said in the issue. In November 2016, during an interview with the Las Vegas blog, she confirmed that she already begun work on her next album, saying, "I'm not sure what I want my next album to sound like. I just know that I'm excited to get into the studio again and actually have been back recording." The same month, she released the 9th music video for Slumber Party, the remix version with Tinashe for their 9th studio album, Glory. She began dating the music video co-star Sam Asghari after the 2-man set. In January 2017, she received 4 wins out of 4 nominations at the People's Choice Awards, including Favorite Pop Artist, Favorite Female Artist, and Social Media Celebrity, as well as comedic collaboration for a skit with Ellen DeGeneres for The Ellen DeGeneres Show. In March 2017, she announced her residency concert will be performed abroad as a world tour, bringing live a concert with dates in select Asian cities. In April that year, the Israeli Labor Party announced that it will reschedule its July primary election to avoid conflict with Spears' sold-out Tel Aviv concert, citing traffic and security concerns. Her manager, Larry Rudolph, announced that the residency would not be extended following her contract expiration with Caesars Entertainment at the end of that year. On April 29, 2017, she became the first recipient of the Icon Award at the Radio Disney Music Awards. On November 4, 2017, she attended the grand opening of the Nevada Childhood Cancer Foundation, Britney Spears campus in Las Vegas. Later that month, Forbes announced that Britney was the 8th highest earning female musician, earning $34 million in 2017. On New Year's Eve 2017, she performed the final show of Britney Piece of Me. The final performance got $1.172 million, setting a whole new box office record for a single show in Las Vegas, and breaking the record previously held by Jennifer Lopez. The live show was broadcast live with performances of Toxic and Work B on Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve to a record audience of 25.6 million. In January 2018, she released her 24th perfume with Elizabeth Arden, Sunset Fantasy, and announced the Piece of Me tour, which took place in July 2018 in North America and Europe. Tickets were sold out within minutes for major cities, and additional dates were added to meet the demand. Pitbull was the supporting act for the European leg. The tour ranked 86 and 30 on Pollstar's 2018 year-end top 100 tour chart in both America and worldwide. Respectfully told, the tour garnered 54.3 million with 260,531 tickets sold and was the highest grossing female tour of 2018. And was also the UK's second best female tour of 2018. She was announced as part of a campaign for French luxury fashion house Kenzo on March 20th of 2018. The company said it aimed to shake up the jungle world of fashion with Spears' La Collection Memento No. 2 campaign. On April 12th of that year, she was honored with the GLAAD Vanguard Award at the GLAAD Media Awards for her role in accelerating acceptance for the LGBTQ community. On April 27, 2018, Epic Rights announced a new partnership with Spears to debut her own fashion line in 2019, which will include clothing, fitness apparel, accessories, and electronics. She released her first unisex fragrance prerogative on July 2018. In October 18th of 2018, she announced her second Las Vegas residency show, Britney Domination, which was set to launch at Park MGM's Park Theater on February 13th, 2019. She was slated to make $507,000 per show, which would have made her the highest pay act on January 4th of 2019. Spears announced an indefinite work hiatus and the cancellation of her planned Las Vegas residency after her father Jamie suffered a neophyte colon rupture. In March, Andrew Wall was reassigned her co-conservator of her essay after 11 years. She entered a psychiatric facility amid stress from her father's illness the same month. The following month, a podcast titled Britney's Glam alleged that Jamie had canceled the planned residency due to her refusing to take her medication, that he had been holding her in the facility against her will since January 2019 after she violated a no-driving rule, and that her conservatorship was supposed to end in 2009. This gave rise to the movement to terminate the conservatorship, dubbed hashtag Free Britney. It garnered support for net celebrities including Cher, Paris Hill, and Miley Cyrus, as well as the nonprofit organization, the American Civil Liberties Union. Following the podcast, fans staged a protest outside of the West Hollywood City Hall on April 22, 2019. Spears stated that all was well 2 days late and had left the facility on April 26. During May hearing, Judge Brenda Penny ordered an expert evaluation of the conservatorship. In September, Spears' ex-husband, Kevin, obtained a restraining order against her father following an alleged physical altercation between her father and one of her sons. Spears' longtime case manager, Jody Montgomery, temporarily replaced Jamie as her conservator on September 10th. In the same month, a hearing resulted in no decisions made about the arrangement. An interactive pop-up museum dedicated to Spears opened in Los Angeles in February 2020. She believes Glory's Japanese exclusive bonus track Moon Ring debuted a new cover of the album to streaming and digital platforms worldwide in May, the biggest strip. On October 21st, 2018, she performed at the Formula One Grand Prix in Austin, which ultimately served as the final performance of her Piece of Me tour. In August 2020, Jamie called the Free Britney movement a joke as organizers conspiracy theorists. On August 17, Spears' court-appointed lawyer submitted a court filing that documented Spears' desires to have her conservatorship altered to reflect her current lifestyle and her estate wishes, to instate Montgomery as her permanent conservator, and to replace Jamie with a qualified corporate fiduciary as conservator of her estate. 4 days later, Judge Penny extended the established agreement until February 2021. In November, she approved Bessemer Trust as co-conservator of her estate alongside Jamie. So, this is a very nasty battle for Britney, and we hope we can get her free. So, the question on our minds is, will she ever come back? Or is she really gone forever? Sometimes, we'll just have to let time decide.
Wow, this is the first time I've ever been inducted to a Hall of Fame, and so I'm really speechless. And I know that all of my fans out there, since day one, they have been so supportive, calling on the phone and voting my video. So I just wanted to say thank you so much. This means so much to me from the bottom of my heart. Thank you.
And that's all the time I got for this episode. Like I said, we all need to help Britney get her dad out of this conservatorship, because we might never see her on stage again because of him. Anyway, I do want y'all to send your support to Britney. Please do not hate on her because she's going through a lot. Anyway, she is considered an icon, and let's just say she's been through a lot, but she's still the strongest woman today. Anyway, I'll see you guys in the next episode. I hope you enjoyed. Bye, guys.